Traffic tech number 10, eBay. And again, this is kind of a free traffic generation tactic. Now, I learned this from both Adam Ginsberg and Andrew Locke. They talk about using eBay to generate leads. They say that eBay is the largest search engine on the internet, more searches per day than Google, and that there are more than 220 million registered users of eBay. And I think about, more than 70 million unique visitors every single month. And they say that what most eBay users do, what most eBay sellers do, is they only use eBay to sell. Their tactics are, we don't use eBay to sell. We sell on eBay, yes, but we sell some inexpensive things on eBay. Why do they sell inexpensive things on eBay? To drive traffic to their sites and also to build their
list
of, but also to build their list of buyers. I love it, I'm pointing to a blank piece of paper there. Their list of buyers, right? So they're basically using eBay to build a list of buyers, and then they take them offline, or they take them off eBay anyway, and to that list of buyers, they then send direct mail letters or emails, or basically whatever else they need to do to market to them for high price point offers. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So use eBay to get high quality buyers, pay you to be on your mailing list. Now, people who go on eBay, they're not just visitors. That's a cool thing about eBay. People go on eBay because they're not there to browse. You know, what do people look for on eBay, on Google? You know, Paris Hilton, Liz Lohan, that kind of thing, right? They're the biggest number of searches. But when these 70 million people go on eBay every single month, they're going to eBay to buy something. So they're better quality of prospect. So don't sell your main product on eBay, just sell a front-end product. Now what Adam Ginsberg says is you can have your website URL displayed prominently on the product or the report gallery image. The eBay rules forbid you from having your URL in your listing. They forbid you from having them. But here are a couple of little loopholes, if you will, that if you have your website in your in the URL under your picture or on your picture, so the picture that you have on your gallery, there's also the URL on the picture. So technically, it's not a link that people can click on, but they can see it anyway. That is acceptable, or it has been until recently. You can use video on your eBay listing. And if you use video, you can have your website URL displayed throughout the video. Also, the naming of your user ID, can be your domain name, but only if you use it in this way. Asterisk, asterisk, yourdomainname.com, asterisk, asterisk, or your domain name dash dot, and then the letters .com. So these are just sneaky little ways to get people to see your listings and to know what your website is. So maybe they'll click through to go to your website. And Andrew Locke says the best kept secret is for internet marketing is eBay classified ad formats. For $30 you get a 90-day listing. And correctly formatted, these ads will show up very prominently in Google. So essentially, you can have a classified ad on eBay for 30 days. This is not an auction, this is not a listing, this is not a buy now listing. This is a classified ad on eBay. And because Google loves eBay, they have a very good relationship, I guess, with Google. Those ads will display quite high in Google. Those classified ads will be ranked very highly in the Google search engine, provided of course that it's a, I guess, long tail keyword. That's something that that there isn't that much competition on in the search rankings, I guess. Does this make sense? Yeah. You want to try to get traffic from whatever sources you can. Maybe this week, your role this week is to just find solo ad providers. Maybe next week you add another marketing leg to your